day and night, but without the sun.
Answers with Ken Ham, who'll be speaking at this July's National Apologetics Conference in Tennessee.
You know, many people over the years have asked me, how could the first 3 days of creation have been real 24-hour days when the sun wasn't created until day four? Now, you really don't need the sun for day and night. All you need is light from one direction. The Bible tells us that God made light on day one. He just doesn't tell us where it came from. What God has told us is that there was light on day one, which must have come from a temporary source, and it was replaced by the sun on day four. By the way, evolution teaches that the sun existed before the earth, so obviously you can't accept evolution and add it to the Bible. One of the reasons God left the creation of the sun until the fourth day was perhaps that he knew that cultures would want to worship the sun. So maybe God was showing that he was the source of all power. You see, we're to worship the God of creation, not the creation he made.
Would you like more faith-building information on the Bible's accuracy? Well, you need to read our new guidebook on the authority of the Bible. This 96-page book is yours when you call and make a donation of any size today. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 24 hours a day, you can reach our nonprofit ministry at 888-89-ANSWERS. Or get this great new pocket guide on our website of answersoffer.org.